Now, that's the decree of Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the wise men for failure to tell the dream. And so, will you notice verse 10? The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, "There's not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter." And that's the first true statement they've made. No man on earth could give it. Only God could. "Therefore, there's no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean." Now, in desperation, these wise men are pleading really for their lives by trying to show the unreasonableness of his demands. And if you leave out the supernatural, of course, his demands unreasonable. But they've made claim to be superior, and he's asking them now to demonstrate that. Verse 11 of chapter 2, "And it's a rare thing that the king requireth, and there's none other that can show it before the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh." In other words, what they're saying is, we have no communication with heaven. They even confess that their gods were not giving them very much information. They conclude the argument by stating that no human being could meet the king's demands. And this, of course, is going to pave the way for Daniel. Now, verse 12, "For this cause the king was angry, very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon." Now, the king exhibits here a violent temper for which he was noted. And it's another symptom of the psychosis that he's suffering with. We'll see it later on. "And the king orders now the wise men destroyed summarily." Verse 13, "And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain." Now, this is going to include Daniel and his brethren. They are just being brought up, but they're being taught by this same crowd, and the king now has lost confidence. You see, the rash order to destroy the wise men of Babylon is going to take in a great many men that were really innocent. They could not be held responsible. You see, the dictatorship of this man could be carried to the nth degree. He could do what he wanted to do. And this decree reached out to include all the wise men, even those in training, who had no opportunity to tell the king his dreams.